I always wondered, how did Am Yisrael, how did the 12 tribes react to the beginning of this week's parsha? Parsha begins with a census, a counting of all the Jews for a very explicit purpose. At a certain age, for the army. We're going into Israel, we need an army. And the Torah counts how many Jews were in each and every shevet. It gives a number. Reuben, Shimon, etc. There's one shevet who's different. There's one shevet who's unique. One shevet who's not counted. And that's Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi doesn't get counted. I always wondered, how did the rest of Am Yisrael react? How did they respond to everyone is being counted to go to the army, but not Shevet Levi? They have other jobs. Shevet Levi's job is to help serve God in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, and all around Am Yisrael to teach. How did the rest of Am Yisrael respond? Especially today in our own political climate, where this is literally anyone reading the news and yesterday's announcement or decision of Gdolei Yisrael, etc. There's a lot going on. Did they respond the same way in anger, and jealousy? Or did Am Yisrael say, wow, I wish I was a Levi. I wish I could do that. And there's a very famous Rambam, and I use that word very carefully, a very famous Rambam, because if it's not famous, within 5 minutes, I'd like to ensure it becomes famous. And if you've heard this Rambam before, it needs repeating. The Rambam has a lot of really important ideological, educational nuggets all over Mishnah Torah. Very often they're in the beginning and the end. There are a lot of them in Sefer Mada. There are a lot of them in Hilchot Melachim. But they're also spread all over. Very often at the very end of a Sefer, one of the 14 Sfarim of Rambam's Mishnah Torah, or the end of the Halachot. Anyone interested, Rav Lichtenstein years ago put out a list of all the famous Rambams. Maybe it's a good summer project or next year project. Half of them are literally the last Rambams of a particular halakha. The Rambam here is found at the end of Hilchot Shmita V'Yovel. I know everyone thought we had enough of Shmita V'Yovel after Parshat Bahar, but the end of Sefer Shmita V'Yovel, Sefer Zeraim, the Rambam in Hilchot Shmita V'Yovel, the Rambam says like this. 5 words I want you to remember. Five words. Everyone ready? Vilo Shevet Levi Bilvad. All right, 4. It's not just Shevet Levi. All the rules of Levi, all of the exceptional privileges of not going to the army, of not having land, of not having to work the land, but rather dedicating your life to Am Yisrael, to Avodat HaMikdash, and public Avodat Hashem, lo et Shevet Levi Bilvad. It's not just Shevet Levi. Rather, says Rambam, Ela kol ish ve'ish mikol boi olam asher nadvari rucho. Anyone who has been inspired, anyone who says, I want to make a difference, I want to dedicate my life to Klal Yisrael, everyone has the right, the ability, and honestly, if you want to do it, and you can do it, you almost have the obligation to be Shevet Levi. The only question is, do you want to be a Levi? Do you want to join the ranks of those that have dedicated their lives to Klal Yisrael, that have dedicated their lives to education, to taking the Jewish people wherever they are in the world, and taking them one step closer to God? Informal education, formal education. There's lots of different ways. And there are lots of different educators, even here in Yeshiva, that have come from lots of different fields, but have come together and said, I want to take my background, wherever it might be, and I want to be Shevet Levi. And I don't know how many of you have asked the question to yourself before. Do I, should I, can I, will I go into the world of education? Will I join Shevet Levi? I don't know how many of you have asked that question. And Rav Tabori always likes to say that you can't go through your year in Israel without considering Aliyah at least once, if not 10 times. You can't go through your year in Israel or years in Israel without thinking about being a teacher, being a Rebbe, being involved in Bnei Akiva professionally. Should I be part of Shevet Levi? I just want everyone to think back to their schools that you went to. How many teachers in your school, how many of the Rebbeim shared your philosophy, modern orthodoxy, Bnei Akiva? And wouldn't it have been better if there were more teachers, more Rebbeim, more administrators, more people in education that shared our values? What would our schools look like? What would our experience have looked like? And is it possible that we all should consider, how do we impact other people's experiences? Should I be part of Shevet Levi in the future? Have a good day. Please think about it.